Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, I love that song. That's a good one. All right, it's 8:04 Thursday morning, and this part of the program is brought to you by Sam's Club. It's time to do some Katy Perry tickets.
All right.
The Witness Tour is coming to the SAP Center on November 14th. They actually go on sale this Monday at 10 a.m., but you can win a pair right now. 800-400-3697. We'll take caller number 9. Gretchen has another pair at 10:05 and Jane at 4:05 and 6:05.
Gretchen.
Don't be all over Gretchen.
Did you win yesterday?
I sure did.
Oh, he's been killing her. He's like 4-0 for the week.
Katy Perry actually was at a place called the Whitney Museum in New York City yesterday.
Okay.
And her new song is called Bon Appetit. Or Bon Appetit, however you say that. And so guests would go into this private room and they'd lift the lid off of a plate of food and like Katy Perry would be under there. Like just her head. Here's a shot of it. And she put out a little video with all these people getting surprised by it. Are we able to get that new song?
Yeah.
Let's hear a little of that.
Oh.
Wow, she really went short, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Was that her?
I think that is her. She's like wearing like a
body
kind of a nude bodysuit.
Yeah.
And now she's being rolled in flour. She's had a lot of food references lately, which I wonder if that's why.
Was that her butt cheek?
It looked like it.
Good for her.
She's getting rubbed down with all kinds of.
Yeah.
They're putting dough on her. I guess I'm going to deep fry her after this. But
she did a
cherry pie recipe that sounded delicious the other day.
What?
Oh, man. Yeah, she put a whole huge recipe. It was like a seductive cherry pie. But anyway, so she, you know, did this little surprise promotion, then put up a video. She definitely looks like she's enjoying getting cooked in that video, though.
Yeah, that's what we just watched.
Oh, they do deep fry her.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, look.
Oh.
Oh, she's getting deep fried.
Golden
Weird. Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is very strange.
Okay.
I guess she's into cannibalism. Could that be it? Anyway, take your backyard barbecue to the next level with instant savings from Sam's Club. Save on electronic smokers, brats, Pepsi, and more. Find these savings online or at a Sam's Club near you. So, some terrible, tragic news this morning. Chris Cornell of Soundgarden fame has apparently, they're leaning towards suicide at this point.
Oh my God, did you get this news?
Which one? About what the last song they did was?
That's what just came across my iPad.
Yeah, this is In My Time of Dying, I Want Nobody to Mourn. All I want for you to do is to take my body home. It's a Zeppelin tune, In My Time of Dying.
Right.
And I guess this isn't the first time that they've ever performed it, but it was the last song that he performed, which is just adds insult to injury in this case. Some guy who was at the show, I guess CNN tracked him down, a guy named Joey. He says, honestly, something looked off last night with him. I just didn't think about it because the show was great. Led Zeppelin's Jimmy Page was even one of the people who, you know, wrote their final thoughts. You know, as you can imagine, the Twitter sphere is going crazy over this. Everybody mourning the loss. This was a show that they did in Detroit last night. And they had plenty more shows scheduled. It wasn't like this was the end of the tour and he gave up.
Oh, that's Jimmy Page tweeting. Chris Cornell did an interview with Jimmy Page once where sort of had this
like a sit
dialogue
down.
Yeah, and one of the questions was, would he consider singing, would Chris Cornell consider singing the Zeppelin songs if they were to? It's just an interesting thought because he could pull it.
And what did he say?
I don't think he said that he would do it. I
don't
remember.
Non-committal.
It wasn't one of those things that you'd think anything of unless they were announcing it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
He is, in my opinion, the best singer.
He's so good.
The Detroit police are saying that the death of Chris Cornell, lead singer of Soundgarden, Audioslave, Temple of the Dog, we were talking about earlier, it's being investigated as a suicide. There were basic things observed at the scene that are leading them that direction. His wife had called a family friend and asked him to check on Cornell in the hotel in Detroit where he was at, which means he missed a check-in or she had reason to be concerned. The friend broke down the hotel door and found him on the bathroom floor. So, and he's battled drugs in the past. The first thing I thought when I heard it this morning was, oh God, another tragic overdose. He's only 52 years old. Yeah. And he has had battles, but it's sounding more like a suicide.
We don't know what kind of news he'd gotten in his personal life. Right. One of the major stories that sort of still kind of hurts my heart was the Robin Williams story. And then later we found out that he what was it, Parkinson's?
He was, and they sort of blamed his depression on the medication he was taking for whatever. It wasn't exactly Parkinson's. It was something related, but it was causing some kind of dementia. Mm-hmm.
But so that
like
is an example
body,
of
or Dewey bodies.
We clearly don't know what's going on right. in someone's
no,
life, what kind
of
diagnosis
not.
Anyone may be dealing with, and maybe that's the way he chose to. But we'll just have to wait and see.
So sad. I'm looking at I was so hot for this guy for so long.
Williams was diagnosed with Parkinson's,
uh-huh.
But the wife blames it on Lewy body dementia, is what she's saying.
What sucks is that you can't go back and say, no, it's just this, or it's the medication. Anyway, a tragic loss this morning. Here, look at this picture of him. He's the hottest dude on earth and the best singer. So sad. Roger Ailes also passed away. It looks like he was the head of Fox News. They call him the architect of Fox News. He was forced out last July. His wife, of course, issued a statement after his death here. He, at the age of 77, it looks like he fell at his Florida home 8 days ago, hit his head, fell unconscious, and his condition went downhill. They're saying he was comatose by yesterday and died last night. And he was suffering from numerous and serious health problems, which could have been contributors. But the falls, what they seem to be blaming it on. He was forced out of Fox News after allegations of sexual harassment surfaced last July. The richest self-made women. I only have a partial list here. They gave me the celebrities that you'll recognize.
Oprah!
That are on here. Oh, she's not number one.
How about Beyonce?
Listen, they're all on the list.
Okay.
But these include businesswomen.
Martha Stewart.
Let me see if she, I think I did see her on here. Oh, I don't see her. The number one richest self-made woman.
Is it Sheryl Sandberg?
Mm-mm.
Marissa?
Mm-mm.
Ann Wojcicki?
Mary Tyler Moore?
Mm-mm. It's Marion Ilitch.
Who?
She has a $5.1 billion fortune. She and her husband co-founded Little Caesars in 1959.
Oh, good for her.
He died in February.
What about the lady that created Spanx?
You know, she is pretty rich. Unfortunately, like I said, this is a totally partial list, and they just gave me the right. Other than number one, they gave me the celebrities that are on it. So you're right. Oprah is third. Actually, find this list. Who's number two? Who's above Oprah? Oprah is the obvious choice. She's third with $2.9 billion. And after that, you got to go all the way down to number 32 to find a celebrity. It's Madonna, who's worth $580 million. Celine Dion is third with forty-third, followed by Barbara Streisand at 44 with $390 million. Author Nora Roberts was number 45 with $370 million. Beyonce is 46th with $350 million. But if you combine her net worth with Jay-Z's, it's over $1 billion,
right.
Like 1.1 something. But for her alone, they say her fortune is $350 million. Author Danielle Steele is 48th with $330 million. Judge Judy, number 51, $300 million that lady has.
Wow.
Good for her.
And Taylor Swift is number 55 with $280 million.
Pretty
congratulations.
Nice.
You're a rich girl.
Don't you fuck with me.
No, it don't matter anyway.
I am seeing number two. This is out of Forbes. Diane Hendricks, co-founder and chairman, ABC Supply.
Oh, I wonder what they what ABC supplies.
$4.7 billion.
It's probably boxes.
One of the largest wholesale distributors of roofing, siding, and windows in America.
Oh, damn.
Good for her.
Good for her. Roofing, siding, and windows.
What?
We all have those.
Did you say Meg Whitman is number six?
Yeah, I didn't say her. How much is she worth?
Meg Whitman, number six. It says $2.5 billion.
Good for her. Any other like big Silicon Valley names we'd recognize?
Marissa Mayer should be on there somewhere, right?
Of course I'm on there. Oh, my God. I'm never going anywhere.
Sheryl Sandberg is number 12.
Oh, what's she got?
Sheryl Sandberg, $1.6 billion.
She's Facebook, right?
Yeah. I'm sure there's names I just don't recognize. Who was I looking for again?
Marissa Mayer.
All right.
I gotta be on that list somewhere. Well, I got a big payout.
Oh, she is number 35.
Oh, what she got?
She is worth $540 million.
Oh, she's poor.
Yeah. That's it.
Maybe this girl will be on the Forbes list of... No, I'm just kidding. Forget it. Danielle Bregoli.
Oh,
Cash
yes!
Me Outside. How about that?
Ew.
This is... It weirdly reminds me of the Charlie Sheen tour. When, like, we all were like, what's he gonna do? How about that?
Tiger Blood.
She is coming to a stage near you. They're putting together a national tour for her. What on earth will this girl be doing on the tour?
What will she be doing,
She'll
Sarah?
Be hitting the road. Looks like she's going to make about $50,000 per show if they all sell out. They have two big city venues locked down so far. No announcement as to where. She's planning, this is, according to TMZ, she's planning a three-part act, Vinny. Tell me if you want to see any of this.
Okay.
She's going to lip-sync and rap her favorite songs. Plus, established acts will be making cameos wherever they can blackmail one into appearing on stage with this girl. Then there'll be a live Q&A with the audience, which seems like a great idea. Mm-hmm. I'm sure no one there will ask her any hard questions. She gets really, you know, defensive. I mean, she's
quickly.
Yeah, her fuse is short.
Okay. I'm going to jump in here real quick and just say...
So far you're in? You want
no,
tickets?
No, I'm not. But you and I are sitting here with our sensibilities and
yes.
thinking there's no possible way any one person could show up to that. But YouTube Nation and all these kids who grow up on this stuff could probably go there and eat it all up.
Yep.
And they might actually be friendly towards her.
Maybe.
Like, not even go in there with tomatoes to, you know, be mean. They might go and...
I love that girl. I talk
yeah.
like her.
I don't...
How about that?
I don't get it, but I could... Someone sees that there's an audience for this.
Uh-huh. And then there'll be a portion of the program where she invites audience members on stage to drunk or, to just joke around. Or drunk around, I don't know. Which should be super fun.
I mean, the
bigger it sounds like there's literally no show planned here.
Would be, you know, you took your kids to go see Miranda Sings.
Who is, by contrast, wildly talented.
Right.
I was blown away
How
by that
How old were they,
show.
Though, at the time?
God, that had to be 5 years ago. I would say they're probably 11 and 12, maybe.
Okay, so if you're 11 and 12-year-old boys mm-hmm. came to you and said, Mom, we got to go see the Danielle Bregoli show.
Uh-huh. Well, I would then watch her thing and say, what on earth could this person be doing? I actually feel like I would have said no. When I watched the Miranda Sings thing, I went, oh my God, this girl's actually really clever. This is clearly a character. And you can actually find other videos of her not dressed as that character. Like, that girl's talented.
Okay.
This girl is like a classless hoe. Can I say that's probably
She's
a little...
She's a child.
You're right.
Bad parenting for
future,
sure.
Future hoe? I don't know. She just doesn't... I don't feel like this is a good influence on my children. I think I might say no.
She needs some counseling.
Yeah. But she seems a little... She doesn't seem open to it. Yeah. She'll just cash you outside.
Well, she's making bank.
That's what I said.
So
oh, my God, she is.
Is
she's getting a reality show.
I
mean,
people
it's...
People who have are getting rewarded for their behavior.
Yeah. Well, I like to think I wouldn't reward her for it. But kids are persistent. Sometimes you do stuff just to show them.
Oh, God, they are relentless.
It's ridiculous.
It's beyond belief.
Yesterday on CBS This Morning, Gisele Bündchen said that Tom Brady has had several concussions over his NFL career.
Yeah, Tom can't be happy.
Yeah, nobody's happy.
They're having a conversation at home right now.
I think that maybe she doesn't... Is it possible she doesn't quite understand what a concussion is? Like, I'm sure he comes home all banged up.
Yeah. No, I bet he's had them. He's mad because you're not supposed to say that. Don't say that. Why are you saying
that? Have you got the audio from her? Here's what. So the thing is, there's no record of Brady ever having had a concussion ever during his professional career. So obviously the NFL is looking into this. A spokesperson said, there are no records that indicate Mr. Brady suffered a head injury or concussion or exhibited or complained of concussion symptoms. It is funny how she says, but we don't talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, they don't want to report the concussions, and Tom doesn't want to report that he's got his, as they say in the game, his bell rung, because he doesn't want to be pulled. He wants to play, especially last year. He lost four games.
The NFL,
the penalty thing.
Yeah. The NFL is disputing her claim, saying that there's no evidence he's ever suffered any sort of head injury. TMZ has a statement, I think this is from late yesterday, saying from NFL spokesperson Brian McCarthy, we've reviewed all reports relating to Tom Brady from the unaffiliated neurotrauma consultants and certified athletic trainer spotters who worked at the Patriots' home and away 2016 seasons, as well as club injury reports that were sent to the league office. No records indicate he ever suffered a head injury or concussion. Today, we've been in contact, blah, 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 blah. Health and safety is foremost priority, blah, blah, blah. So I'd love to hear what Tom Brady has to say about it. I'm sure the next time he does a press conference, that'll be question number one.
I really love my wife.
Yeah, she's great.
Next question.
My husband cannot throw the ball and also catch the ball. What? Yeah, I don't know.
What's he going to say?
Ah, she's so stupid. I don't know why she said that. That'll go over.
Or big. What you said. She doesn't understand what the word means. I just, I have an occasional headache. But concussion, what?
Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon Osbourne have officially smoothed over the rocky road that they were on.
Good for them. That's a hard thing to...
They have renewed their 35-year-old wedding vows.
Aww. Really?
They did it on a Mother's Day ceremony at the Wynn in Las Vegas. They documented the moment on Instagram with a snap of the two of them together. Best Mother's Day ever, said Sharon on her social media stuff. Some source says, they are obviously used to doing everything in the spotlight, but made a conscious decision to keep this quiet, except that they put it all over their room. What?
Right.
What are you talking about? So it was an intimate family get-together at the hotel, their children very nearest and dearest. And they're saying it's a new beginning for them after his affair, and he moved out of the house. This was, about a year ago they were going through this. He had banged, the hairdresser or something, and she made him move out of the house. In August of 2016, Sharon said on The Talk, he's working at it. It's hard because it affects the whole family, and it's quite embarrassing to talk about. I adore Ozzy, she said by September 2016, that they'd rekindled their relationship. And then the next month, she was on Good Morning Britain, sporting a new diamond band. I'm good. I'm happy. What's not to be happy? My husband got me a new wedding band before I left. I put it on my finger before I left. Ice, ice, baby. And everybody's healthy and happy, so I'm good. He said...
The effect of diamonds doesn't wear off, I guess, huh? You still love them no matter how old you get?
I guess so.
All right.
I think during the height of the breakup, I'm not sure when they were officially back together, he was on Good Morning America. This is July 2016. He said, some days are good, some days are terrible. Some days you just drift apart for a while, but you get back on the horse. Ozzy, never get back on the horse.
Did you hear that mashup, any of you guys, with Ozzy Osbourne and Earth, Wind & Fire?
Oh, it was how was that?
Crazy Train.
It's good.
It is?
Yeah, I liked it.
Oh, my God.
Forget out. Hey. Oh, it's awesome.
Oh, my God.
So shame. Insane. Oh my God, I love it.
Who did this?
Some DJ.
That is
DJ Cumberbund.
That is excellent.
I want to use that for my Friday montage.
Oh,
that is excellent.
Do you want to get rid of one of your songs?
Yeah.
Easy. Which no. Don't care. I like all your songs.
Oh, we're going to just keep
at it. But then
I'm
going to be like Hooman. You could take like one or two of my songs out to play that one.
Yeah, that is excellent.
The part I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. Oh, I love that. I'm going to play that later at home.
Oh, my God. It's great. It's so funny. Very clever.
Going off
the rails. Some people are so clever.
Yep. Thank you for being clever, people.
Thank you, smart people. Mm-hmm. We like it. This worries me slightly. I'm just going to quickly give you this. Val Kilmer is saying that he beat cancer with the power of prayer. He's a Christian Scientist.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. And he did an online Q&A this week. He didn't quite say, I didn't use any medicine, but he said, people that know I'm a Christian Scientist make the assumption that I've somehow endangered myself, but many, many people have been healed by prayer throughout recorded history, and many, many people have died by whatever was modern medicine. And
well, that's
he sort
okay,
of goes
that's...
on, and he didn't say he only used prayer, but that is one of the ten. Haven't we? There have been people who've been sued
for not giving their kids the medicine they need.
Like something easily cured, the kid winds up dying from. And the parents get in trouble for it.
Right. Well, they're the parent.
Right.
Val can do whatever he wants.
He says he's cancer-free. He actually admitted, I think it was like a month ago, he said, yes, I did have cancer, but I won that battle. And then when he was asked about it in this online Q&A, I just think it's dangerous to put it out there that you prayed away the cancer. But that's what's out there today, if you're interested. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Deer shopping.
Deer as in reindeer?
That guy, yeah, like one of those guys.
Okay.
Shopping. fidget spinners make the news, new emojis, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:37, and it's, God, it feels like it's almost Friday.
It's not.
It's actually, yep. Thank you, Morgan.
You're welcome.
Here's something brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Bottle Rock tickets coming up at 9 o'clock. Make sure you are here for this. Today and tomorrow. Are we done with this after? I mean, then that's it. It's sold out and it's next weekend. And
I believe that it is the last.
Yeah. So tomorrow these last will be the few last chances. Day. We're doing this all day, 9, noon, 3, and 5. So Gretchy has some, Jane has some, and we have your first chance, Adam, coming up at 9.
I take that back.
Oh,
so
really?
Next week, Monday through Wednesday, we will have Bottle Rock tickets. They will be for the Sunday.
Oh,
date.
Okay. So Maroon 5 is headlining Friday. You know what? The full rundown is actually at RadioAlice.com, right. So you can check out the different days. But the Friday is sold out at Bottle Rock Napa Valley. Jam Cellars is our big sponsor for this. In fact, if you win at 9 o'clock, you'll get wristbands to join Jane in the Jam Pad Club Room. It's a live broadcast with surprise guests and more. Michael Fronte's going to be there. Yeah. Surprise. He's a surprise guest. We surprised you earlier this week with that. So, 9 o'clock, your first chance to win. The 2017 Mazda 3, it's named a car and driver 10 best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Movies Reviews. They're coming right up, everyone.
Let's save it.
I hate that so much.
I look forward to it so much. It's like the Friday montage. It's the Thursday peak.
Friday montage by times 20.
That's coming up in about a half an hour, everyone. The movies reviews. In the meantime, I'll try to fill the space with some words.
Thank you, Vinny. Do your part to fill the space.
Right. The Warriors' next game, just want to let you know, is Saturday in San Antonio.
All
so.
Right.
Caltrans lawsuit. Did you hear about this?
No.
A California state employee who claimed his supervisors harassed him and ignored his documented allergies to perfume and certain chemicals is going to get a $3 million payout from the lawsuit he filed against the state.
Because other people wear perfume?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more.
The state worker's bosses ignored these allergies. They say here this guy worked in Nevada County.
All right.
And claimed his supervisors harassed him by ignoring his documented allergies to perfume and certain cleaning products. And so that's why he's getting the payout.
So he told them, listen, I have these allergies. And, what, they just loaded up on perfume? And
not necessarily. They actually did some things, like sent him to far-flung corners to have to work by himself.
No.
Which, I don't know anything about the severity of his problem.
Right.
I mean, I don't like the stink of perfume. I've gotten in the elevator here more than once at 4 a.m. or whatever it is and wanted to turn around and leave, but I didn't. Although I don't have, you know, maybe the guy goes into some kind of coughing fits.
Right, who knows?
Anyway, this guy's saying he experienced retaliation because of his allergies.
Sounds like he was bullied for it.
Exactly right. And that his employer failed to accommodate his disability and that he was subject to this hostile work environment, basically bullied, as you say. He continues to work for Caltrans in a position that allows him to work from home.
Oh.
So that's crazy that you sue your employer and stay on the books, but...
Huh.
His complaint stemmed from a series of events between 2010 and 2012 when supervisors repeatedly ignored directives to keep perfumes and chemicals like Windex and Comet away from this dude.
So he had gone over them and said, listen, this is what I need to function in the world. And they deliberately tortured him with that stuff.
As he filed internal complaints to managers, his direct supervisors tried to punish him by moving him to different parts of his building for unclear reasons and attempting to make his workplace unappealing to him.
That's terrible.
His supervisor at the time also allegedly called him an idiot and a jerk all the time.
Wow.
Other coworkers said, dude, you're causing problems with all your complaints. All your whining.
I can see where this guy must have been a bit of a pill.
Yeah.
But... you know, there are very clear rules as to how people can be treated in a workplace. I mean, in this day and age, I'm surprised that they didn't see this coming.
They say the reality is that people didn't like him infringing on their personal right to wear perfume and have something smelly in the workplace, whatever it might be.
So does this fall under, like, the ADA stuff? Because that's pretty serious.
If they gave this dude $3 million, it has to,
it
right?
It must have, right.
I mean, a lawyer must have made an excellent case that this dude's got a severe problem.
And it, you know, it's a disability and you have to accommodate that. Wow. Interesting. So he's getting $3 million and keeps his job but works from home.
From the state. Don't forget, that's the money that...
Yeah, that's from us.
That's us.
Mm-hmm.
We paid that guy.
Yep. Penny apiece.
$3 million.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
650 says, in our policies and procedures office book, there is a rule about no strong perfumes or cologne in the office.
Oh. Well, listen, like Vinny said, even if you're not allergic to it, it can be really awful to be subjected to someone else's cologne or perfume mm-hmm. on a regular basis. Like, you start to almost get just, like, nauseous from it.
Someone that I know was told that they had to switch their laundry detergent.
Oh.
Because it was irritating someone in their office.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
The smell of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Funny.
I mean, I know it sounds so ridiculous what I said, and I was exaggerating, of course, but, you know, I kind of have a controlled environment on my way in here for a reason. I need to hit the air with a certain vibe and energy, and you get in there and you, oh.
Right.
Yuck. But that's nothing like this. I mean, $3 million, man. I know there are plenty of people out there like, tell that pussy to go find another job.
You know, though, it sounds like it went far beyond just them not accommodating. It sounds like he was
really badly treated. And you also can't do that just because you don't like someone. You can't be calling them an idiot and sticking them in a closet on the fourth floor.
Right.
You know?
Well.
Sounds like they were very unprofessional in their handling of this situation.
510 says, I work with children who have autism and many of them are sensitive to perfumes.
Oh. Well, this guy has some kind of documented allergy. Maybe that is it. Who knows?
$3 million, man. And you get to keep your job and work from home?
Okay.
It's not bad.
You guys wear too much cologne. CBS?
I don't I need to talk to you. I wear deodorant.
Yeah, I don't like your deodorant.
Okay. I'll go without it.
Damn it.
And see how you like that. Because I will stink up.
Come on, man. I'll split the settlement
with you. I don't get sweaty, but I will get stinky. You?
Stinky?
Yeah.
No, I probably get more sweaty than I do stinky.
Oh, I get stinky. I don't get too sweaty. Oh. You just can't believe, like, you forget to put on your deodorant. You're like, oh, is that me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I actually like my own smell. This is ridiculous. It was me. Let's cover that up.
A bunch of people at Walmart in central Minnesota freaked out on Tuesday when a deer wandered in the store and started running around.
What store did you say?
Walmart.
Okay. So he just walked in.
Well, you know, curious little thing. Luckily, no one was hurt because a guy, they say here he looks like in his early 40s, took charge and wrestled the deer to the ground.
Oh, my.
Put him in a headlock.
Oh.
And then held him there.
It's like, what do they call those people that jump off the horse and wrestle the thing? They're like hog tying it or something.
Cowboys?
No. But what's the name for? Is it hog tying?
I don't know.
No, we got cowboys.
Yeah,
we win.
I asked
the question wrong. You're not getting a point for that.
It is
hog tying, I think.
Is it?
They flip them down to the ground, twist their head down, and then they get
like
the lasso around. Yeah.
They fasten together the hands and feet,
like,
or all 4 feet of an animal.
Jules. Ex, I don't know if she's still married to that guy, but he was
a
professional writer.
He was cute. Ty something.
Ty, that's it.
Ty Murray?
Yeah.
No, that's a guy.
What's his title, Bryn?
Professional cowboy.
Rodeo cowboy.
Oh, there you go.
They say here that he put him in an MMA style hold.
Oh.
Got him in a choke hold with his legs wrapped around his body so he couldn't jump up.
Oh.
They say here the photo was posted on Facebook. As he saved the people of the store from
deer
the deer.
Are actually dangerous.
And they say here, and if you're a deer fan, don't worry. They let it go outside and
good.
It ran off and everybody's fine. But this man jumped in and took control.
That deer is traumatized.
One of my favorite stories, my old boss, who's like one tick away from Sasquatch. He's huge, he's hairy, and he's noisy.
Huh.
He's that guy.
A tick away from Sasquatch.
All right. Oh, there it is.
Oh,
that's a picture of him holding
the
deer.
Oh, you got it. Here.
He's really got him.
Oh, that's cute. It looks like he's cuddling it.
Yeah. And everyone's okay, everyone.
Actually, if you didn't know what had gone on in that story, you'd be like, this story could have been man humps deer in Walmart.
Yeah. Or man loves deer or whatever.
Right.
He seems like he's trying not to hurt its eyes, too.
Right. Almost like he's trying to, keep it calm.
Yeah. It's a rear naked choke. That's what it's called.
Oh. What's it called?
A rear naked choke.
A rear naked choke? Mm-hmm. Why do they have to call it a naked choke?
I don't know
choke?
Why it's called that. They wrap your legs around the stomach
sexier?
Like this and then grab like that
rear
and
naked.
Choke them out.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Poor deer.
Well, he's going to be okay.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
Anyway, my crazy boss, for some reason in his neighborhood, there was an angry dog. I believe it was a pit bull, but one of those big, scary dogs.
Yes.
And he jumped it and got it in a headlock. And the dog was freaking out. And everyone around was like, oh, my God, he got it. And it seemed like
it was running loose around the neighborhood.
So he gets this dog and he holds him. And then he realizes he's stuck holding him. He can't let it go.
Mm-mm.
And now they're like, you got to call animal rescue. And 15 minutes passes. 20, and he's like, dude, I'm laying on the ground. It made the news that here he is in this neighborhood laying on the ground holding this dog. He doesn't want to hurt the dog, but he can't let it go. And he had to wait.
Because it'll get him.
He had to wait.
Or someone.
What are you going to do?
What can you do?
Let it go and run for it?
You got to.
So he had to sit there until animal control came, and I just thought, of course you did.
Sasquatch.
He's that guy.
Imagine that, being able to get a dog like that before he bites you and gets a hold of you to be able to get it in.
I told
in
you,
headlock.
He's one tick away from Sasquatch. He's this big, hairy.
So he batted it down.
I don't know
one
what he did.
Arm,
I don't know the story other
so
than
funny.
That. There he was, stuck on the ground in the street.
But he got the dog that was terrorizing the neighborhood.
Nobody was hurt.
It's wonderful. What a wonderful story of Sasquatch.
How about a fast fact?
All right. I like those.
Harrison Ford's pay doing the first Star Wars was?
Oh, cheap, right? Like 40 grand or some cheap amount? Oh, lower than that even? 25 grand. 10 grand.
$10,000
$10,000
for doing the first Star Wars.
Wow.
He only made 50 times that for Return of the Jedi.
Is that half a million?
$500,000.
Really? And then what did he make for the third one? Cajillions.
Well, isn't Return of the Jedi the third one?
Oh.
Return of the Jedi is the
third
one.
Yeah, the
Empire is second.
So what did he make for the second one?
I don't have that.
Well, maybe he got a little piece of the pie and the merchandising and all that stuff.
Well, and then it launched his career.
That's for sure.
He's a dude who flies helicopters badly.
The total cost of the Star Wars in 1977 was $11 million to make.
Oh my God, really? I always wonder about these giant $200 million budgets for things like...
Well, Star Wars being... Listen, I'm a huge fan, but you can see that spaceship's on like a fishing line.
Stop it.
Being dragged across a black backdrop with holes poked in it and a light behind it. Right?
Yes, it's crude by today's standards,
right.
But still, it was. I'm surprised with all the money that those have made over the years for him to his salary to have been for them to have been able to make that for $11 million is incredible. What an epic feat!
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
That girl needs Jesus.
Wait, Danielle Bergoli.
How'd you know
that girl? The Cash Me Outside girl.
That's from 408.
Nobody sent gay. How about that?
510 says the only people into it are old men. Into what?
Into what?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I'm not sure.
You tell me.
The only people,
what are the old men into?
What did we talk about today that only the old men are into?
Well, it was right around that Danielle story.
They're into her?
I don't know, but I saw that text as soon as we were talking about the Danielle story. So I don't know.
Maybe they're talking about Fox News. Didn't we talk about that right? The Roger Ailes stuff?
Oh, okay. Well, they're not wrong. Can you say happy birthday to Dylan? She's 25 today and home from Ireland.
Oh, Dylan, happy birthday to you.
Can you say happy birthday to Trenton?
Trenton. Oh, I don't think
he's not.
No. Hey, Trenton. Happy birthday, buddy. Trent. Trent's a good name. Yeah. Trenton.
Don't listen to that dummy, Yuzi. We love you.
Yeah.
Bitter texters are, and then they call them names, which yeah. only
don't
escalates
fight. Don't
the
fight
problem.
On text, mm-hmm. dummy. Mm-hmm. We just, you know, we're all friends here. Like, you got to call us names?
Okay, we'll take a break and come back with a few texts before the movie.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.